The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. And the show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. It is episode number 238. It's July 29th. It's a beautiful day out there, and I hope everybody gets out and enjoys the sunshine. All right, now today's show, we're going to have a few things. First, I want to talk a little bit about what I've been up to the last couple of weeks. I traveled to Idaho Falls to pick up what we call the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios. It is a pretty large motor coach that has recording equipment in it, and it allows me to conduct interviews while I'm traveling. You may know that I do the Teeth Across America series, and of course this will be across America. I wouldn't be able to take it across the pond like we did last year because it's too big and it doesn't float, but while we're traveling around the U.S. and going to different events, I'll be able to interview people in a nice comfortable atmosphere. We will have the motor coach at the Buddy Walk, which we'll be talking about later. The Buddy Walk is coming up in September, but before that, we will probably have it at the Dentally Speaking Sunbury Sizzle. I'm sorry. Let's see. Dentally Speaking Sunbury Sizzle and Sounds Food and Music Festival. It's the second annual, and that takes place August 25th, which is a Saturday. And just by chance, it happens to be the second Movies in the Park night at the Park of Roses, sponsored by the Clintonville Rotary. And that is August 25th as well, and it happens to start, you can start getting there about 7 or so, but the movie really doesn't start until 8:45 when it's dusk, when it's dark enough that you can see. So that's a lot of fun, and, you know, please come on out. The movie on the 25th will be Shrek. All right. So anyway, like I said, I went to Utah and to pick up the motor coach, and on the way back, I went to Vernal, Utah, Dinosaur National Monument. I don't know if anyone's ever been there, but it's really, really cool. And what it is there's this area that apparently, this happened about 145 million years ago, there was a river that would flood, and dinosaurs that were alive at the time, some of them would get caught in the muck and get caught in the flood, and they would die. And it seemed to be something that would repeat itself over several years until there were just a whole bunch of dinosaur bones that had gathered. Well, they laid there for several million years, and over time, somehow this riverbed, which turned to rock and somehow turned upward, it just outpouched, and somebody back in 1909 discovered this. There are all these fossilized dinosaur bones, full heads, skeletons, individual bones that were facing up, you know, just on a wall, just like looking at a chalkboard. And most of them were excavated back around 1910, and they were taken to the Carnegie Museum in Pittsburgh. But about that time, President Roosevelt, who as we may know, you may know, is the father of the national park system, decided that they should stop excavating and leave what was still there for future generations to enjoy. So recently, I guess it was last October, it's like a museum. They've taken this outpouching of rock, which is basically a cliff, and built a building around it. It's pretty neat, and so they take you on a little tram up there, and you walk through and you can actually touch some of these dinosaur bones, and several of them you can't, they're too far away, but you can get photographs of them, and then some of them down below you can actually touch. They encourage you to touch something that's 150 million years old. It's the Jurassic period, just like Jurassic Park. While I was there, I happened to notice then they had a full reconstructed skeleton of, I think it was a Tyrannosaurus Rex, that and I noticed the teeth. Every single tooth looked like a cuspid. Every single tooth looked like it was a cuspid that was pointing back towards the dinosaur's throat. And, you know, cuspids are also called canines, and we call them that because they look like a dog. The dog has those corner teeth. You know, the canine is the species of dog, and they have these pointy teeth in the corner called the canines. Well, when I describe to kids what teeth do, I talk about the front teeth being incisors, and I say that they cut food because the word incisor and scissor look a lot alike, so that's a way to remember that. And then the cuspids tear food. And I tell kids that, you know, think about what your dog does to his dog toy. Grabs onto it and rips his head back and forth as fast as he can, tries to tear it to shreds. And then the bicuspid teeth are part tearing and part chewing. Those are the little, kind of little molars back behind. They're not molars, but they look like they have a chewing surface. And then behind those are the molars. And they do the grinding and the tearing, kind of like the mortar and pestle kind of a thing. So it struck me that with every tooth being a cuspid, all the dinosaurs had to do was, like, they just wanted to rip the food into small enough pieces that they could swallow it, and the rest of their digestive system must have taken care of the rest, because there were no cutting teeth, no grinding teeth. They were all cuspids. And I actually bought a souvenir. It's a replica of a tooth that was in one of the dinosaurs, not a Tyrannosaurus, but I think it's called a Camarasaurus. And we have a coffee mug with a picture of a Camarasaurus on it. It's really, really cool. If you ever get a chance, it's in Vernal, Utah. Kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And it's very, very fun to do. The cellular strength is really bad in that area. My Verizon Navigator stopped working. So if you do go, print off a MapQuest or something. Don't trust your Navigator because it may not work. Okay, so we made our way back. We traveled back through Wyoming, and then Nebraska, and Iowa, and then Illinois. And if you were listening last week, you know we were at the Iowa 80 truck stop doing a live remote. And I also know that, unfortunately, my live remote equipment was acting up a little bit last week. We need to tweak it. So I apologize for the poor audio quality, but it was still a fun show to do, a fun place to be. And I want to thank Dr. Tom Romer for the interview that he and I did, because it was a lot of fun. And then we made it back into town, and we had to come back because we had the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, the 6th annual, which took place this past Friday. It was the 27th, 2 p.m., shotgun start. It was at Royal American Links and Bentry. And so what we're going to do today, most of the show will be devoted to listening to some interviews that I did at the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. So I think we'll go ahead and we'll start with the first one now.
Okay, so we're at the 6th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic, and I'm being...
Jay was pointing at you.
How you doing? Thank you for coming. I'll be right back. Be right back. Oh, there's Dr. Reynolds. Hey, Clark, how are you? Thank you for coming. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Yeah. Oh, they're calling me? Okay. I'll be right back. Hey, Brent. How are you? Sorry about the ruts in your grass. Did you see them?
Yeah.
I went to park the thing.
Oh, really?
But I guess if it hadn't rained, it would have been solid. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
I'm going to come to their carts in a minute or so. And
okay. Yes. Oh, here's Libby. Here's Libby. Hey, Libby. Can you say something for me on the radio? How are you?
I love you.
That's nice. We love you too. Just so you know, Libby Turner is my inspiration for raising money for the Down Syndrome Association. And so you came out, and you gotta come and watch us golf a little bit?
Yeah. Yes.
What about watch us shoot basketball?
I know about that.
Oh no, look over there. We have a basketball hoop. See that real tall guy? That's Clark Kellogg. And he's, did you have your picture taken with Clark? Well, that's nice. Did you get his autograph?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. He'd probably have to autograph your top of your head. He's so tall.
Oh. Maybe my shirt.
Maybe your shirt. Okay. I'm sure we could arrange that. So we're looking forward to it. I know you're going to stay about an hour or so, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you can, you're going to be in a cart driving around a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yay!
Okay. And Mike, Mike's here. How are you, Mike? Say hi.
Hi.
That's Libby's boyfriend, Mike, who's also a patient. And he's got his golf cap on. Uh-oh. It's time to go. Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. Okay.
We're going to go over some rules and regulations, and then our staff will have come out on.
Rules and regulations now. Okay. Let's see here.
All right, folks, if I can get your attention. First of all, if I can get Eric Hess up here and Walter. Walter, are you around? Can you come up here?
There's Eric.
We're here.
Walter, where are you at, Walter?
Walter, come on down here. Right here.
On behalf of the staff at Bent Tree Golf Club, Dr. Kavicko, all the DeSaco staff, all our sponsors, and all the staff at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'd like to welcome the Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, benefiting the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. These two guys, I'm just going to tell a short story. I'll turn it over to the doctor, and then he'll turn it over back to me, and I'll go over the rules and regulations. But I'm just going to tell a short story about these two guys right here, Eric and Walter. They are both graduates of the Golf Academy. We've been doing the Golf Academy here at Bent Tree now for a couple of years. Basically, it's to develop the life lessons that are incorporated in the First Tee program, and to get the students excited about golf and to basically use the stuff they learn in golf to benefit them down the road. And we've seen tremendous growth from all the students, but these two in particular, you would not believe the way they hit the ball and the growth they've had over the last year. They did a refresher course this year, and they both will be coming next week to get awards for passing the refresher course. So I just wanted to say thank you to both of you guys, and keep playing golf, keep having fun.
All right.
I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Kavicko. He has a few words that he'd like to say. Eric and Walter, you can go back to your carts now and get ready to tee it up. And then he's going to turn it back over to me, and I'll go over the rules and regulations. Thank you.
Thanks, Brett. I want to thank everybody for coming. This is really fantastic. Isn't this a great turnout? And my inspiration for helping with the Down Syndrome Association raise money is Libby Turner, and she is back in the back. See her waving? She's in a wheelchair there. And Libby's just such an inspiration to me, and that's why I got involved in raising money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I want to especially thank Buffalo Wild Wings, Brent Sheehan and the golf courses, Athletic Alliance and Sport Court Ohio. Bringing those basketball courts was a big undertaking, and we really appreciate those guys. So if you ever get a chance to buy something that has to do with basketball, Sport Court of Ohio and Athletic Alliance. Lots of people. I want to also thank the basketball legends for coming. Scoonie Penn, Clark Kellogg. I haven't seen all of them, but you know we probably have about half a dozen or more of those guys out here. And they get asked to do golf outings all the time. They can say no 100 times and still golf every day of the year, it seems. And so without them, I don't think we would have this, we would be pulling this off the way we are. Allen Creek RV and Marine is donating that RV, that travel trailer, if you get your hole in one, and a few other prizes. So he really, really wants somebody to win it, and I do too. So again, just to make this quick, thanks to all the basketball legends and everybody that has helped, Becca, Laura, and others that I'm sure I'm gonna forget. And let me just get over to Brent for the rules, because it's gonna be cool. Don't forget, your free throws count towards your real golf score. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. The format of play, you'll be playing a scramble format. From each tee, all team members will drive their first shot. The team will select the best shot and play from that point. This is repeated until the ball is holed out. Men will be playing from the gold tees today. Ladies will be playing from the silver tees. You have a longest drive contest on number 11, a closest to the pin contest on number 7, a longest putt contest on number 18, a celebrity tee-off hole on number 1, a blazon challenge on number 6, ladies' night on number 10, a hole-in-one on number 13, and then we also, if you look at your scorecards, there's not 18 holes, but there is 19 holes today. So after you come off number 18 green, you can go underneath the clubhouse here, pull your carts over to the basketball hoop, where each person will shoot two free throws.
Just
no practice, nothing.
Really?
Yep.
No practice?
No practice or nothing. Sorry,
oh, come
doctor.
On. We need practice.
The number of misses you have out of your group will indicate what score you have on your hole. So if there's four people in the group, you take eight shots, you miss all eight, you get an eight on that hole. If you make four, you get a four on that hole. If you make all eight, you get a zero on that hole. So something a little fun and different. Make sure you indicate that score on your scorecard because that will be counted. It's just not about golf today, fellas and ladies. It's about basketball too. Now it is time to go have some fun, hit the ball, enjoy yourselves. You got a beautiful afternoon. We appreciate you coming out and your support. Thank you.
Cool.
Thanks. Have fun.
All right. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Yeah, go ahead and follow out to your holes. You don't have someone leading you in. Just go ahead and find it on the map on the back of one of the scorecards. Thank you.
Okay, so now, as you can tell, we were getting ready to get going, and I before we did, though, I went over and I interviewed the gentleman from Athletic Alliance in Sport Court, Ohio. His name is Mike Lennard, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I had expected that I would be doing some interviews from golfers out on the course and maybe some of the people at the Wild Wings Challenge. And you know what? I just kind of got wrapped up in the moment of actually having fun myself. And I didn't get any interviews during the event. I basically wound up getting them all after the event. So what we'll hear now is we're going to listen to Mike Lennard from Athletic Alliance. Then we'll go to a break. And when we come back, you're going to find that the tournament's over and we're talking to some of those folks. So let's listen to Mike.
So is this Mike?
Yeah,
Mike Lennard? Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out. So tell me a little bit about Athletic Alliance and Sport Court. Are they different companies?
Yeah, well, Athletic Alliance is a company that provides products and services for courts, gymnasiums, and fields on a commercial level. So schools, churches, private clubs, anything that you find on a court, in a gym, or on a field, we can help people out with.
Okay. So is this temporary or permanent, both?
Oh, no, permanent. Permanent.
Primarily permanent.
Correct. And the sport court side of our business is a residential side where we build courts like this one that we're standing on here right in somebody's backyard. So we can have a full court, half court, tennis court, basketball court, you name it.
Really? So this would be like year-round? I don't have to worry about picking it up in the winter?
Yeah, year-round. It stays there permanently. You can shovel it off in the winter and play on it. You can ice skate on it if you wanted to. It's truly a multi-purpose court.
It looks like heavy duty too. Do you have one that lowers down so that I can dunk?
We can lower this one down here, and we'll get you dunking, and we'll have you on camera too, so we can prove it.
Okay, that would be cool, because I'm a little worried about being on camera trying to shoot these free throws.
Well, you and me both.
Okay, all right, Mike. Well, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Doctor.
Yeah, and it was really cool. It made it special to have this basketball tie-in, and I believe the basketball legends had a great time. I know I talked to Mark Titus, I talked to Clark Kellogg. I didn't get to talk to Scooney that day, and I didn't get to talk to Jay Burson, but I will be here down the road. And, you know, having the basketball thing out there on a golf course was quite an undertaking. They had to bring, like, one of those crane trucks because the big, big basketball hoop, not for the floor itself, for the court, but for those big hoops. And they did it at both courses for us. So we're really, really appreciative to these guys. And anyway, keep them in mind for when you do need some kind of a basketball court at home, both permanent or temporary. All right. So stay with us. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child? Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month Smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Olive Creek RV and Marine can spice up your life in so many ways. They've been selected to carry the number one plate of the state, Salem by Forest River. Plus, they're the only Matrix dealer in the country. Counting pennies, how about a scooter with MPG hitting 103? And they sell Yamaha boat engines at 1% over posted dealer cost. Looking for the best RV rentals in the state for trips and tailgate parties? Now is the time to book it. Spice? Satisfy that quest for zest with Olive Creek RV and Marine. I-71 just north of Columbus, 740-363-4068 or online at olivecreekrvandmarine.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's 25 after 8, so if you have to be somewhere at 8:30, you're probably going to be late. Anyway, all right, so we are talking about, Friday's Dr. Kvitko golf outing and golf classic. But before we get back to that, let me just mention that podcast of this show and all of the shows that we've done, and as I mentioned at the beginning, this is episode 238. All of the shows are available at www.dentallyspeaking.com. And you can also access them on iTunes, okay? So if you go to iTunes, type in either Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, and you'll be able to find, again, all of the shows that we've ever done. They're right there. Also, you may know that I raise money for several things each year, and I have a thing on my website, dentallyspeaking.com and drkvitko.com, called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. I've set up a special account for folks who want to donate to help with the money for the things that we try to support, and those would be Dentistry from the Heart, Team Smile, and the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Okay, now we raised money for all three, although the 6th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic raised money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. So remember that. That's kind of important. We'll be later, at least. I would appreciate anything people can donate, $5, $10, $2, $1,000, whatever you can see in your heart to give. If you go to drkvitko.com or dentallyspeaking.com, click on the Charitable Endeavors or the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund icon there, you'll have an opportunity to do that, and you can even earmark where the funds are used. So that would be really appreciated if you would do that. Okay, now, as I mentioned before the break, this next segment of interviews, they were done after the event. You're going to hear I'm actually out of breath. And at the event, as you can hear, you know, Libby happens to have Down syndrome. Those two young men that were golfing happen to have Down syndrome. And when I came into the clubhouse, there was a bake sale being run by a couple. Well, one young lady, she has Down syndrome. Her name's Jennifer. She happened to get married not that long ago to a gentleman named Brian. He does not have Down syndrome. He happens to be mentally challenged, like younger brother, not youngest, is like that. And so they're just really cute. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of set up this interview. So let's go ahead and listen.
All right, so we've played our 19 holes. We enjoyed the basketball challenge. I didn't do too bad. I hadn't shot basketball in quite a while. I made a couple free throws. And we had the ladies' tee where we had to wear a ladies' dress and a wig. And if we did, we got to hit from the ladies' tee. So there's probably a picture floating around on the internet somewhere, which I'm probably not going to be too proud of. And we're coming into the clubhouse. And we have a bake sale. So tell me, what's your name?
My name is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. And your husband's here with you?
Yes.
What's his name? What's your name?
Brian Fox.
Hi, Brian. How are you? And you and your wife, Jennifer, are doing the bake sale, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I think we had, my wife and I bought some of these. These are absolutely wonderful. The walnut horns. Who made those?
I have no idea who made those.
You don't either?
It might be one of the people who works with DSACA.
Okay, with the Down Syndrome Association. Okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for coming. Looks like sales are going pretty well.
Yes.
And the money goes to Down Syndrome, or where does it go?
It goes through the Down Syndrome Association.
For all the programs that they do?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a really great cause. Any comments? How have the guys been? Are they all liking the bakeries?
Yes, they really are. I'm glad that we're having a good time, especially with the bake sale. It looks like it'd be a success.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. So you guys will come back next year when we do it?
Yes, definitely.
As far as I'm aware, yes, sir.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much. And I know you have some more sales to make. So I'm going to go in where they're getting ready to serve dinner, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So let's see if we can talk to some other folks that are here. And all right. Let's see. Sir. I'm Dr. Kavitka. How are you? Did you have a good time? Good
yes,
time?
I did. Very good time. It was a good event.
Did you like having the ladies' clothes thing?
Yes, I did.
Did you put them on?
Yes, I did. I was very active in everything that they did.
How about free throws? How'd you do?
Zero.
Hey, I made at least two.
We didn't do it well at all. We lost all eight.
I hadn't shot a basketball in a long time.
I shoot basketballs with my daughter, but the free throw line that we use at home is completely different from the free throw line here, and the hoop is a lot taller than
our hoop is taller.
Yes.
Our free throws weren't free; they cost.
They do a lot. It was very painful. Although out of the foursome that I was in, I was the only one that hit the rim.
Oh, you actually hit the rim.
I actually hit the rim twice. So okay. That should count for something.
It did. It does. What about the Blazing Wings? Did you do the Blazing Wings?
Yes, I ate three.
Three of them. How about you, sir?
I had two.
Two? I had half of one, and it still burns.
Yeah, one guy had 10 wings that was ahead of us, and I think he paid for it at the end.
I was going to say, why would you do that? I understand they burn going in and coming out.
At the end, I think it'll tell.
Well, guys, I'm sorry. What was your first name?
Zena.
Zena and?
Frank.
Frank. Zena and Frank, thank you for coming. Hopefully you'll come to it next year.
Sure. We have a daughter. I have a daughter with Down syndrome, so.
Okay.
She's 10.
Oh, good. Is she here?
No, she's at home with Nana.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I don't know how much money we raised, but hopefully it'll be a good number.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see now. Oh, as you can tell, the room's filling up. And let's find out how these guys did. So, good. These are the guys that were first behind us, then in front of us. what's your name?
Jeremy Miller.
Jeremy and?
Mike Tater.
Mike Tater and?
Mike Bardash.
And you guys lost one of your threesome. What'd you do, kick him out? Was he a bad guy?
Yeah,
he wasn't doing us any favors, so.
Yeah, we got rid of him. He
kicked up. We actually asked him to leave.
Glenn Hutchins. Glenn Hutchins. Yeah, I mean, no favors. No favors at all.
So I take it you guys had a good time?
I had a great time.
Good. Come back next year?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And did you get close to the hole-in-one?
No.
Me neither. I wound up in the scrub grass. You probably saw that. He didn't know it was me he was laughing at until we just came into the room, right?
No, I thought you were hitting my ball.
Oh, so from when you played the hole.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, well, thank you guys for coming. And hopefully you'll win some neat prizes here in the raffle. We got some signed basketballs by those OSU players that were here and some other stuff that I don't even know about. So I'm just going to go around. And
if we don't, it's a great cause.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. The Down Syndrome Association, they do a great job. And you know what? I've never seen a person with Down Syndrome that didn't look happy.
No, always happy. I've got a daughter that was supposed to be here tonight with Down Syndrome, and she's tired.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just like, they're just, I don't know, they're just great people.
Yeah, they're the happiest kids in the world. Every day is a brand new day.
Yeah.
Every day is a brand new day. That's the best part about it.
Right. It's cool. And we had some that golfed. And we had the bake sale, and then they were in the cart, the beer cart, right? And then some even golfed.
Correct. Andrew was going to sing me a song, but he actually wrote me one instead.
How's it going?
It's good, good. Can I get some like random comments from a couple golfers? Let's see, what's your name?
My name's Adam.
Adam, and did you have fun?
Oh, man, we had a blast out here today.
Good, good. So you think you'll come back next year if we do it again?
Without a doubt, man, without a doubt. It was great weather, great people, great cause, and it was a lot of fun.
So how about the special challenges? Were those fun?
Oh, the special challenges were great. My lips are still on fire from the blazing challenge. It was insane. It was unbelievable.
How about the dress? Did you wear the dress?
I didn't wear the dress. We weren't far enough in.
To you chickened out?
But I chickened out on that, so I ate the wings.
Okay.
In retrospect, I would have ate the, wore the dress, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like 200 yards or something you got.
Oh, man, it was crazy. Yeah, we got 200 yards on the wings, but it wasn't worth it.
You're right. The dress, it was only about, what, 30 yards up?
Yeah, about 30 yards or so.
You didn't want those pictures circulating on the internet?
Well, you know, Facebook's already exploding right now. I don't need their stock to go up anymore, you know?
That's true. Apparently you didn't buy any.
I did not.
And what's your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, and you golfed with Adam?
I did.
Okay. So how did he golf?
Fantastic. He carried the team.
Oh, did he? Oh, I was talking to that. So you're the ringer, Adam, huh?
Oh, man, no way.
So what'd you guys shoot?
About 71.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Including the foul shots.
Yeah.
Including the foul shots.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many foul shots did you guys make?
I was the only one who missed, actually. Everyone else made them. So well, we missed two.
So that means you got a two?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, is that right? We ended up getting a four.
Okay, so it's how many you miss, right?
Right, how many you miss. Thanks for rubbing that in. I appreciate that.
He missed all four of his practice shots.
You know, I hadn't shot free throws in like 20 years.
I played basketball last week.
Did you? Okay. But I did make two.
Okay, well, you're a better man than I am.
But you should have seen the ones I missed. They were like, they were either in or they were like missed everything, including, you know, the wall.
All right, well, next year we'll have you on our team.
Let's exchange business cards real quick. We'll get you on the team here. Come on.
Okay. So the guys that didn't sign up, your suggestion is come out and play next year?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great cause. We had a great time and awesome atmosphere.
Did you meet any of the OSU basketball legends?
I did not get an opportunity to do that.
Okay. Anybody else? Did you?
Yeah. I got to see Scootie Penn. Yeah.
Good.
Really nice guy, man. It is an awesome cause. It's awesome that they're coming out here still and doing things like this. So I'm sure the community appreciates it. It's cool to come out and see them do stuff like that. So it's nice.
Yeah, I actually just waved to Scooney today. I didn't get to actually talk to him, but he had his kids out. I saw he had, I think he had three kids out there hitting on the driving range.
Yeah.
Because he's quite a golfer.
Oh, man. Well, I didn't see a stroke or anything. If he can fill it up like he did out on the court, I'm sure he's pretty good.
He told me that when he was playing in Greece, his apartment overlooked a golf course, and so as soon as he'd get out of practice or whatever the basketball team was making him do, he'd go hit the golf course.
Living the dream, man. Living the dream. OH.
Exactly, IO. And what was your name? I'm sorry.
Hi, my name's Aaron Pitcock.
Aaron, and you also played with these guys?
Yeah, we're three of the four that we were out with today. So one guy had to get home, but we wanted to hang out and, you know, get to meet some people and talk to you guys and enjoy some air conditioning here for a minute.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, there was some thought that it was going to be, like, rained out, but...
It was amazing. We got, you know, graced with a beautiful day, nice breeze, sunshine. I have a little sunburn souvenir to take home with me, so... But, no, it was great out there. So.
My son's girlfriend was telling me she said I got burnt here. Did I get burnt?
The hottest thing were the blazing wings on whatever hole that was, 17, I forget. But that definitely lit a fire in my swing and a little bit more. So, yeah, it was a good time. But, the blazing wings, thanks to BW3s, I'm all set now for chicken wings for the rest of my life, I think. So.
Yeah, the other guy left because he ate the blazing wings. He was still crying. Man. Oh, man, that was funny.
Well, actually, some of my group left, too, but I don't know if it was because of the blazing wings, but we'll find out.
The wings were great, but he couldn't stomach them.
And it looks like I just got you, it's your turn to go, I think, because your buddy's already got his food, so hey, I'm going to let you guys go.
We appreciate it, man.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so as you can tell, people are having a really good time, and we're going to get back to some of those interviews in a little bit. Let me remind everybody that the reason we did the 6th Annual Dr. Kavinko Golf Classic was to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Okay, now soon I'm going to give out Dr. Kavinko's question of the day. And let me just remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. It's going to be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller will win a free propane tank refill from Allen Creek RV and Marine. Plus, all callers are going to be registered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine Prize Pack, which is a one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, or a four-day rental of a motorhome, which is pretty cool. And we're going to be doing that drawing somewhere around August 15th, I believe. Checking the calendar there. We're going to have to firm that up here real soon. Your odds of winning are really, really good, so it's worth your while to give a call. And again, you don't have to win the flowers or the propane tank to be registered. In fact, if you call in with a question, we'll register you. Okay, so let's go ahead, and before we do Dr. Kavicko's question of the day, as you know, we'd like you to listen to this first.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavicko's question of the day.
And the question is, for what charity did the 6th annual Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic raise money? Was it A, the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, B, Dentistry from the Heart, or C, Team Smile? Remember, the winner receives free flowers delivered to your place of business by Feistember Florist. This Tuesday afternoon, another caller wins a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, plus all callers will be entered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack of a one-week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, or a four-day rental of a motorhome. So, go ahead and call 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavicko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavicko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavicko and Associates. A little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko. Thank you so much for listening, tuning in, and we have a few callers on the line. And let's see, we have three callers. The first caller, I forgot the name. First caller was, we didn't get a name, okay. But the first caller didn't have the right answer. However, they're going to get registered for the Alum Creek RV Marine Prize Pack, so stay on the line. Caller number two, Sean, how are you? Sean?
Great.
Hey, how are you? Thank
hey,
you for
good
listening.
Morning, yeah.
Sean, what's the answer?
It is A. It's the Down Syndrome Association.
That is correct.
There you go.
Sean, thanks for listening. Hey, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
Actually, I do heating and cooling, so I've been a pretty busy man this summer.
Yeah, really? Yeah, you guys always stay busy.
Absolutely. It's a good trade.
Hey, did you come out to the golf outing?
No, I didn't get to, but boy, it sounded like a lot of fun.
Maybe next year, huh?
And I tell you what, that Blazing Wing Challenge, those guys aren't lying. It's like, I don't know, putting a heat exchanger pipe in your mouth for about 20 minutes.
on a 104-degree day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Sean, if you'll hang on, my producer's going to get your information, so we'll get the flowers sent to you or whomever you choose, okay?
Thanks so much. God bless.
You too. All right. And then we have, I'm sorry. Sheila, how are you, Sheila?
Great.
So what was your guess?
My guess was A, the Down Syndrome Association.
You actually knew, you weren't guessing, right?
I knew, yeah.
And Sheila, what do you do?
I am an office manager for Summit United Methodist Church.
Oh, okay. Well, that's neat. That's neat. And well, you're going to win the free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Hope you can make use of that. And you'll all be registered for the RV and Marine Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack, which is actually pretty cool. I don't know. Have you ever been in a motorhome?
I actually have it for 25 days.
Oh, wow. So there's a chance to be for another four if you win. Okay?
We'll be looking forward to it.
Good. Well, hang on. My producer will get your information, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
And thanks for listening. Okay. So now, as you can tell, everybody was having a great time, and it was just, I don't know, it was just such a fun day. I think mixing the basketball and the golf was a special challenge. In fact, I was talking to one of the golfers, and he said, you know, it must be a different group of muscles that you use when you golf than when you play basketball, because he said normally he can actually make baskets, he can actually shoot. But on that day, this past Friday, he said he couldn't, you know, hit the barn with the basketball. To me, it just made it special. And, you know, everybody that came out, I didn't find a single individual that said they didn't have a good time. And, you know, we did it at Royal American Links as well. And I hope that next year, the 7th annual will be even bigger. I hope that we can have a total sellout that will just raise a ton of money and help the Down Syndrome Association folks with the wonderful programs that they have. Because, you know, basically it's helping people with Down syndrome reach their potential. You know, and Libby, I have a picture of Libby with her boyfriend, Mike, which maybe you could tell Mike was also mentally challenged, just like my younger brother. And I have a picture of them standing in front of a poster that says, "Everyone Belongs." And it's so true, because folks with different challenges in their lives, they all want the same thing, which is to be healthy and happy and, you know, have a roof over their head and food on their plate and just, you know, a chance to enjoy life, go out to a movie, whatever. And sometimes they don't get the same opportunities as the rest of us because of their challenges. And the Down syndrome folks work very hard to make sure that the people that happen to have Down syndrome have just a normal everyday life, just like what they want and what we want for them. So that, to me, is special. Now, just let me mention, you know, I've mentioned before, but check out www.dentallyspeaking.com. It's a website for this radio show. It talks about some of the things that we've done. It usually has a this week's guest, a photo, and a bio. I think the one up there is still Steve Seekin, the Columbus Symphony Orchestra first chair oboist. And we change that out as we have live guests. And there's some, obviously, access to podcasts there. And then let me just mention again, August 25th will be the Dentally Speaking Sunbury Sizzle and Sounds Feud and Music Festival. And that's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sunbury Square. And then also that same evening happens to be Movies in the Park. And this year will be Shrek. You come about 7 and the movie starts about 8:45. It just depends on how early it gets dark. It might even be a little earlier come August 25th. So mark that down, and, you know, come on out and have fun. That's sponsored by the Clintonville Rotary, which I'm a member, and it's a great, great group of people, do a lot of nice things for Clintonville. Okay, so I just have, let's see, I have one more set of interviews that I have done for the for the golf outing, let's go ahead and listen to the last set of interviews that I have that I did on Friday, okay?
All right, so before we go, I can't go without saying thank you to Becca Durr from Buffalo Wild Wings. And Becca and Laura from DeSocco did basically most of the work, and I want to make sure they get thanked properly. So Becca, thank you very, very much for everything that you did.
Thank you. We had a blast, and we enjoy doing it year after year, and we look forward to next year.
So how many people did you bring with you? Three?
We probably had about 6 volunteers here, and we had about another 5 at the other course today.
Okay, and they just do this out of the kindness of their heart?
Absolutely, all volunteer work.
That's nice. So you have enough people there with kind hearts that want to help out?
Kind hearts, want to help out, and like to have a good time.
Got to throw that in there. So we're probably going to do it next year?
I hope so.
We don't have a date yet, but it'll be probably similar like the last week of July or something.
Right, definitely.
Okay, so we've been meeting, let's see, we met every 2 weeks for about 3 months, 4 months?
Sounds about right. Felt like every week, but...
Yeah, it really did. But it came out nice, and everybody I've talked to has said that they had a wonderful time, so I think we did good.
I think we did a great job, and I just hope that everybody's can heal from all the blazing wings they ate, but besides that, I think it was a success.
And you're at the Polaris location, right?
Yes.
Which is east of I-71 on Polaris Parkway.
Correct.
Okay. And what are the names of the folks that did stick around? What's your name?
Christina.
Christina. Which store do you work at?
I work at Polaris.
Okay, so Becca made you come?
Oh, yes. Nope. I came myself.
No, I was just teasing because it's all volunteer. And what's your name?
I'm Lisa. I work at the Polaris store.
Lisa. And?
I'm Honey.
Say that again.
My name's Honey.
That's what I thought you said.
Yes,
so are you responsible for the honey barbecue?
A little bit, just a little bit.
That's great. That's great. All right, so everybody's tired. Everybody's going to go home and crash, right?
You know, it's been a long day. I'm burnt to a crisp here, but it was fun.
I think I am too. Am I?
Yeah, you're pretty red.
Pretty red?
You're pretty red.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And then the last thing I want to do is to thank Laura. Laura Berger from Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. You guys call it the Saco, I call it the Seiko.
It's okay. We approve. It's fine.
It's the Seiko.net, DSACO.net.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because I had somebody, gentleman at the back table, said, how can I make a donation? And I told him, if you went to the Saco.net, you can.
Yes, there's a donate button there, and click there, and you can make any size donation, $5 to $500,000.
Okay, and we're also here gearing up for the Buddy Walk. So tell me about the Buddy Walk.
The Buddy Walk is our largest fundraising event for our association, and it is September 23rd. It's a Sunday, and it's at Crew Stadium. And it is really just a celebration of all of our families. It's a huge family reunion for them, and it keeps growing. It's 5,000 right now, but you know the numbers keep going up and up, and it's just really a fabulous time. It's like I said, it's a celebration for our families, and we honor, you know, our top fundraisers with incentives, and we have a great DJ who has a child with Down syndrome, and this year we have someone singing the national anthem a cappella who's a father. Someone who has Down syndrome. So we're just really incorporating everyone into all parts of the Buddy Walk.
Well, that's neat. And this year we're going to have the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios.
That's right. If we can fit you in the plaza.
Now that you've seen it, do you think it'll fit?
I don't know, and it weighs a ton, so I might have to talk to Crew Stadium about this.
I think it weighs more than a ton.
Yeah, I believe so too.
I don't even know how much a ton is, but it probably weighs that, right?
I'm sure it's about, 10 tons.
So... Now, your goal for the number of people to come and your goal for how much to raise, what is that?
Our fundraising goal this year is $275,000.
Okay.
That will be our highest goal that we've ever tried to reach. And we welcome everyone. It's an awareness community event, so I'm not looking at numbers. I'm just inviting everyone to come.
So people should go to the Seiko.net, DSAC, no, what should they do?
They should go to www.columbusbuddywalk.org. That is strictly our Buddy Walk site. It's a fabulous site. We've worked many years on making it very user-friendly, and many of the Down Syndrome Associations are modeling now after us, and it's just a fabulous way to donate or join a team or start a team for the Buddy Walk.
So for somebody that wants to get involved, they start a team and they're supposed to get a pledge from each person, from as many people as possible, or how does that work? I mean, tell me, somebody's never done this before, how does it work? What should they do?
Okay. The registration fee is $21 per person. It doesn't matter if that's a child or an adult. And that is for the 21st chromosome that...
Oh, yeah. Because Down syndrome is trisomy 21 or number 21 chromosomes.
So we tried to make it very simple for registration. And it only takes $21 per person. They get a commemorative T-shirt to the event as well as an entrance to the event. So it's very easy, very simple. Like I said, $21. It takes two people to start a team, and you can name your team anything clever that you like. If you have a buddy that a person with Down syndrome that you want to celebrate, it's always fun to incorporate their name into the team name, and it'll go from there and see what happens, you know.
Okay.
People do it all sorts of, you know, different ways, and there's really no pressure. It's just a way to connect, and if you want to be a part of it, then you can register. If you know, and then get your T-shirt. It's very much a T-shirt oriented culture, so everyone wears their T-shirt.
Yes.
To the event. So, with 5,000 people that are going to be in Navy this year, it's just sort of a sea of Navy at the stadium, and you really stand out if you don't have it.
So from past years, I've seen you have a fire truck there for kids. You have a police safety house or something?
The Identikid.
Identikid?
Safety van is there, the Columbus Police Department. We have the fire truck, the smokehouse, Sparky the dog comes, and we have a huge resource fair of many of the organizations and vendors that and services that are instrumental in helping our families. So there's many resources and booths, and everybody has to engage the audience in some way, some family-friendly activity in their booth.
Okay, and this will be the first year that we'll have the Rolling Studio, and you said now, let's see, registration is low at 9 o'clock registration?
It opens at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And so that's when people can get into the parking lot, or they can get in sooner?
They can get in earlier. There's a tailgate mentality in this culture, and many people are setting up at 7 a.m. to get their spot. But the gates officially open at 9 a.m.
And even though it's at the Crew Stadium parking lot, it's actually free, right? Parking is free. And so you might, I don't know if there's another event going on at the fairgrounds on the other side, you need to tell them you're there for the Down Syndrome Association or DeSaco.
You're there for the Buddy Walk.
Buddy Walk, yeah.
Yeah, there should be no trouble.
So no charge to park. Mm-hmm. Sign up, minimum two people, $21 each, and you get a free T-shirt with $21. That's pretty good, actually.
I think it's a good deal, absolutely.
It really is. And it's a lot of fun, and come on out, and you can look for the Rolling Studios RV. You can maybe join our team or just form your own, and it's www.columbusbuddywalk.org.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Kavicko.
Thank you, Laura. Take care now.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavicko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavicko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavicko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavicko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
And I want to be speaking of sponsors. I want to thank again Athletic Alliance and Sport Court Ohio for helping us out with the 6th annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic. I'm hoping that we can have a relationship well into the future. So what I want to do is I want to replay the little segment I did with Matt Lennard from Athletic Alliance.
So is this Mike?
Yeah,
Mike Lennard. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out. So tell me a little bit about Athletic Alliance and Sport Court. Are they this different companies?
Yeah, well, Athletic Alliance is a company that provides products and services for courts, gymnasiums, and fields on a commercial level. So schools, churches, private clubs, anything that you find on a court, in a gym, or on a field, we can help people out with.
Okay. So is this temporary or permanent, both?
Oh, no, permanent. Permanent.
Primarily permanent.
Correct. And the sport court side of our business is a residential side where we build courts like this one that we're standing on here right in somebody's backyard. So we can have a full court, half court, tennis court, basketball court, you name it.
Really? So this would be like year-round? I don't have to worry about picking it up in the winter?
Yeah, year-round. It stays there permanently. You can shovel it off in the winter and play on it. You can ice skate on it if you wanted to. It's a truly a multi-purpose court.
It looks like heavy duty too. Do you have one that lowers down so that I can dunk?
We can lower this one down here, and we'll get you dunking, and we'll have you on camera too, so we can prove it.
Okay, that would be cool, because I'm a little worried about being on camera trying to shoot these free throws.
Well, you and me both.
Okay, all right, Mike. Well, thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Doctor.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Now, earlier when I was talking to Laura Berger from the Down Syndrome Association about the Buddy Walk, I forgot to mention that I have a team called Libby's Tooth Buds. Of course, Libby is my patient who happens to have Down Syndrome, and teeth form from little germ cells called tooth buds. In fact, if you look at a lower incisor of a young child or maybe 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, you'll see that they have three little bumps on them, and sometimes the biting surface of upper incisors has the same. Well, those are called mammalons because each of the, there were three cells that form that tooth. Each one has like a little bump on it, and eventually they get worn down flat as we eat. So if you want to join our team, call the office at 262-9588 or go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com to contact us. Libby's Tooth Buds, remember, it's $21 to join the team, and we'll make sure you get a free t-shirt. Okay, we are running a little bit late, and so unfortunately we have to go to another commercial break.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking?
With
well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And actually, correction, you always make me smile by tuning in. I really appreciate you doing so. It's been a great show. I've enjoyed every minute of it. We are a little bit up against the end of the show. And so let me just remind folks of the Down Syndrome Association. September 23rd is the Buddy Walk. August 25th is the Dentally Speaking Sunbury Sizzle and Sound Food and Music Festival and Movies in the Park, August 25th, that evening at Park of Roses. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.